VentureCast. Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What are six key benefits of adopting the growth mindset for salespeople? Hi, this is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast, and thank you for joining us. Sales is Easy podcast is a place where we try to simplify and demystify the sales process, so for you, sales becomes easier and you can handle all the obstacles and adversities that customers actually throw at you. This podcast is a little different because we spend lots of time working on talking about resilience. For example, what are the 10 sales resilience power words, how to build resiliency, and how to develop empathy skills needed in sales, and mental toughness in a nutshell. So a little more different spin on the sales strategies with a big aim to help you develop your inner strength as a salesperson. And in the last few podcasts, we cover lots of pitfalls of a fixed mindset and lessons that you can learn from failures and mistakes in sales. And in today's podcast, we'll cover benefits of adopting the growth mindset. My name is Alan Meyer. And last 30 years I spent in my life in sales, selling internationally, starting in Europe, then moving to Canada and selling across North American market, from big heavy equipment to software sales, business to business sales. And I was lucky in last 15 years to travel the world and deliver my sales trainings on all six continents in 42 different countries. And there are much similarities between salespeople in US, in Brazil, in anywhere in Asia or even Africa. And it's all about how they approach challenges, how they develop resiliency, and how they bounce back from the obstacles the customers throw at them. And the most important part is also the mindset. So this is the topic I will cover today. And what are the benefits of adopting the growth mindset for salespeople wherever you are? So let's start with this. Your mindset controls how you view yourself, how you view others, and how you see the world. And it manages your ability to grow and change, whether you realize your dreams, your lifelong dreams, or career dreams, and how you control your personal life and your destiny, and of course, your career in sales. And your mindset determines whether you develop throughout your sales career or throughout your life, or if you remain fixed in your development and with your traits. And adopting a growth mindset is one of the most positive things you can do for yourself. But the question is, what exactly are the benefits of taking this outlook? So here are just a few I would like to name in this podcast. Let's start with first one. Growth thinking boosts your confidence. So all the setbacks and challenges and adversity that you experience in sales are, of course, much more likely to undermine your confidence and set you on a path to struggle if you have a fixed mindset. So those who embrace learning can look at adversity as an opportunity to improve themselves, to learn something about themselves, and this will boost your confidence because it will also enhance your competence. Because growth thinking helps you see the value in the opportunities in front of you, you're more likely to learn from all experiences, even those that others might view as unfavorable. What I mean by that is, and I did the podcast recently on that, you can learn from your own failures and mistakes in sales. And the crucial part of this is, allow me to just to come back to this in a second. You can learn more about yourself. You can become stronger and more resilient. And mistakes can help you develop better habits. And they can teach you to actually face your fears. And one important point I'd like to make is they can help you see what is really important to you. Because if you hit an obstacle after obstacle with your customers, it's easy to give up. I mean, it's normal, it's human. But if you really want to grow within sales, whatever you're doing, whatever you're selling, within your sales role, then you will power through, you'll develop your resilience and mental toughness, you will not give up easily. people who don't care about the sales job because just a job, then they will give up and it's not important to them, and they will actually simply, you know, give up and not being in sales at all and find some other things to do in their life. And one thing is I would like to actually, what it all boils down to is you are what you think. So saying that, growing your confidence, right? It's when you hit the adversity, when you see something in front of you and it's a failure, it's something that you did not expect, but you can actually learn good lessons from it. Guess what? With growth thinking, that's all it matters. Second key benefit is growth strengthens your relationships. I'm not talking just with your customers, with your colleagues, with your managers, with your bosses, with the owners, whoever it is that you are communicating with. Salespeople with a fixed way of viewing themselves and the world around them, they often struggle with long-term or relationships with their accounts because they often expect perfection from others or value how others make them feel. They need the validation from outside sources. And with the growth outlook, you recognize, guess what? You are not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nor should you expect your customers to be perfect in your communication. There will be some, maybe some negativity, some difficulties, but it's not going to be perfect. There's no perfect relationship, not in life, not in sales, not in business. And you strive to be a better person for yourself, to grow, to develop, to communicate better, to be flexible, to be adaptable. All the other power words that I named in my previous podcast about resilience and how to be a better salesperson. And please subscribe and check it out, right? But you strive to be a better person for yourself, as well as for your colleagues, for your customers. And over time, this can help you change in a way that benefits any business relationship you have with other people. And guess what? Growth mindset salespeople, I interviewed a lot of them during the pandemic, and they spend a lot of time working on their empathy skills and really reaching out to customers and start the conversation. How are you coping this week? How are you handling all the pressure, all the changes that happened recently? Or how you guys are handling the recent lockdown? Or this or that? So focusing on other side, on other person, it pays benefits big time because they really spend time on developing this relationship. One sales guy told me recently that he spent 45 minutes talking about how his parents are handling pandemic and how customers, his account, they're handling the pandemic, and they had 45 minutes conversation on that. They didn't even touch any business topic. You know, it's so simple. We're dealing with humans. We're not dealing with robots, with machines. And humans have emotions, frustrations, fears, everything. And we're all going through pandemic. We're all going through similar challenges. So, you know, strengthen your relationship. If you're in a growth salesperson mindset, then reach out to people and help first change yourself to be able to benefit, to show the benefits for other people, for your customers, that you are willing to allow other side to actually share their experience and share their thoughts. I can talk about this for hours, but let's jump into the next key benefit. You will gain better insight into yourself through growth thinking. So being able to focus on growth means that you can evaluate your strengths and your struggles really well, and then identify different ways to improve yourself and set goals for yourself that are aligned to your personal values. So what's important to you? And through growth thinking, you learn to evaluate your capabilities and clarify your goals, your dreams, which ultimately enables you to set a course for your life and for your sales career that's more likely to result in success. So better insight, like what's bothering me, what I don't know, and what I know, and what it's actually, if I'm not self-aware, like if I'm not learning, if I'm not developing my self-esteem, if I don't know how to handle challenges and even competition, well, what's going to happen with me, right? So it all boils down to it's how you see yourself. So saying that, getting better insight, it pays off big time. You want to understand yourself better, and you can only do through growth thinking. Next point is you can have more fun in sales. Woohoo, sales and fun. Never, there's no correlation with that, right? You know, it's all struggle and challenges and worries and obstacles and negotiations. But guess what? When you do not think that you have anything to learn in sales or in life, why would you bother to try new things? And why would you do something just for fun, to experiment with your choices, to experiment with your approaches, right? I had recently one training with some experienced sales guy, and all on the call, they had at least 15 years of sales experience. And I encouraged them to do, there's a funny method, ABCD method. You know, adversity hits, what do you think about it? How do you approach it? What do you believe about it? Like what your heart is telling you, what your soul is telling you, what your mind is telling you. And then once you recognize this, jump to D, disputation with your own self, to dive into the proactive way of solving the problem. And what we actually learned, and the guys on the call, they said, you know, this is first time that somebody allows me to experience frustration with customers, to be really angry at them. I said, yeah, be angry at them. But still, what's your next step? What's your rationale telling you what you should do next? So we had some fun during the exercises, but more importantly, they learned a valuable technique or strategy how to handle any adversity that comes their way. So people are willing to experience if the mindset is in on a growth side. So when you stop fearing looking dumb or worrying you will not be good at something, then and only then you can start doing things just because they sound exciting, because they're fun to try, they're a different way of doing things. And what's the worst thing in sales if you try a new strategy or a new technique? Nothing. I mean, if you're failing, you will continue failing, right? So, but maybe you'll find a new way how to dissect the situation, how to slice the elephant into smaller pieces, and how to actually do something in an improved way. It doesn't matter if you're not good at something with growth mindset, because if it's something you find you like doing, you can always get better at it later. You did not know. Like if you, I started with cold calling, that was my first job. I didn't know how to do cold calling. I didn't know how to call strangers, how to approach them. But guess what? You know, my manager told me then, just learn. Call and learn about the situation and you will become good. And slowly I become good, right? So you can always get better at it later, but as long as you understand the benefits of trying something new. Point number five, benefit number five of adopting the growth mindset is this. Growth thinking helps you let go of perfectionism. Those who are fixed in their thinking, they worry a lot about perfection because life is just a series of tests of your current capacity. You need to be on always to be at your best consistently. But the growth mindset allows you to see that nobody's perfect. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You are not perfect. And I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Because guess what? We all have room for improvement. During my sales training, I'm always asking participants, do you believe, can you be better in your job? And I never hear no. Because, I mean, of course, peer pressure, right? But yes, people genuinely believe they can be better. So you're not perfect today. You're great. You're doing a decent job. Kudos to you. But there's always room for improvement. And growth thinking helps you let go of being perfect. But fixed salespeople with fixed mindset, their thinking focus is how the world is measuring or judging them. And that blocks their willingness to experiment, to show vulnerability, or even take risks. Because if they take risks, guess what's going to happen? Maybe they will fail. If they fail, they're not perfect. If they're not perfect, oh my God, imposter syndrome. They will get fired and, you know, whole downward spiral. But it's all about letting go of perfectionism. And last key benefit is this. You can reframe setbacks and challenges. Did you know that handling objections is actually in a communication is called reframing the conversation? So you can reframe setbacks. You can reframe challenges. When you're stuck in fixed ways of viewing yourself, you are likely very frustrated by setbacks from your customers, by delays and any other challenges. So you will avoid challenges that might point out your lack of skills or some kind of weaknesses that you may have or incapable to close the deal, right? However, a growth-oriented attitude in sales helps you see these types of adversity as useful and full of information that can inform your future development. So saying that, it can give you golden nuggets, what you need to work on. If you're great with this, maybe you're not great with that. Well, guess what? This is a signal where should you focus your development. And for those salespeople with a fixed mindset, challenges can actually deter motivation. But when you focus on growth, they can actually improve your willingness to work hard. Maybe I don't know anything about this yet. And the keyword is, you would be surprised, they teach that kids in the first grade, yet. I don't know how to write yet. I don't know how to read well yet. So salespeople who expect perfectionism, who expect to know everything about everything, they will never ever succeed simply because, you know, they're not willing to work hard to improve what they don't know. Do you know how to build your resilience right now? What strategies are you using? If you don't know it yet, guess what? You can improve. You know, I can help you with that, definitely, for sure. I'm doing this since many, many years, right? Doing this, and but it's all about reframing your setbacks and challenges. So let me summarize for you. 6 key benefits of adopting the growth mindset for salespeople are: growth thinking boosts your confidence. Growth strengthens your relationships. You will gain better insight into yourself through growth thinking. You can have more fun in sales with the growth mindset. And growth thinking helps you let go of perfectionism in sales. And last one, but not least, you can reframe setbacks and challenges, right? Yeah, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And that's the attitude that salespeople should always have. You know, maybe I'm not winning the deal, but I'm learning what not to do next time or what to avoid. Anyway, I would be really interested if you adopted a growth mindset throughout your sales career. What is the one benefit that you would like to share with the world? Please reach out to me via LinkedIn or here on this website, salesiseasy.com, and I will feature your answers in the upcoming podcast on the growth mindset. Saying that, please subscribe to this podcast because we are covering interesting topics like 10 sales resilience power words, power of persistence and resilience versus talent, how to sell against status quo. And also I covered in the last few podcasts the pitfalls of a fixed mindset, the lessons learned from failures and mistakes, and how a fixed mindset limits you in sales. So I hope you will be intrigued with this kind of topics to subscribe to this podcast and to share your opinion and to learn together how to be better and how to actually make sales easy for you and for people you may manage. Saying that, thank you for listening. And this is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast. And today's topic was 6 key benefits of adopting the growth mindset for salespeople. I just want to say one thing at the end. Happy selling.
Electric Acid. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electricast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electricast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electricast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electricast. Electric Acid.